The fund uses money from federal oil and gas leases for projects in parks, rivers, and forests. It had expired 4 months ago. Baldwin says this passage will be permanent. A spokesperson for Wisconsin Conservation Voters, a leading conservation group in the state, says the public perception of the fund isn't wholly accurate.
This fund isn't just about, you know, large western tracts of land or national parks or national features, geographic features. In fact, this fund has created things and enhanced things as close to home as your corner park. In Rhineland or Westside Park, parks from large to small are affected by Land and Water Conservation Fund. A lot of people don't know that, and that's unfortunate.
The program expired in September, having been authorized by Congress since 1964. Billingham says the program does not use taxpayer funds.
In fact, it comes from the fossil fuel industry. Offshore drilling pays for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. It's a simple premise. If you're going to extract from the earth, then we should give back some public lands and give back to the earth, too.
The fund has lost more than $300 million since it was allowed to expire by Congress. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.